Now let's go to District 14, where we will meet the incumbent Republican Wes Keller and his challenger, Democrat Rose Smith. Opening statements, we're going to start with the incumbent Republican Wes Keller. 1 minute, sir.
Thank you, and thank you for this opportunity. I represent District 14, Wasilla, and Wasilla is now on the map. Well, when you say Wasilla, Alaskans knew Wasilla, but now all over the U.S. My mail orders no longer go to Arkansas. It's a great community. I'm proud to live there. I've lived there 20 years, raised a family there. We have great potential. I was appointed to this job last July of 07. I worked before that. I worked in the legislature for Senator Fred Dyson since 99. The 10 years of experience is really helpful. I learned the process. I learned the people that were involved, and I learned to focus the scope of the issues that had to be dealt with. It's an intimidating honor to be a representative of the people of Wasilla, but I can say with confidence that I feel like I can do that well. And I found that I really enjoyed the job, the challenge of learning it, and I'm eagerly looking forward if the voters of Wasilla will send me back. I'm delighted to go back and continue my work. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Challenger Rose Smith, 1 minute, please.
Hi. Thank you for letting me be here. My name is Rose Smith. I've been a Wasilla resident for 32 years, and I believe that one of the reasons I chose to run was that I feel that I could really help our community and our district in being able to make itself well known. We are well known now since our governor is now the vice presidential candidate in the Republican Party, but I'd like Wasilla to be known for more than just for that. I know that we have a lot of opportunities in our state, and we also have a lot of places that we can go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Rose Smith, it'll be your opportunity to ask a question of Mr. Keller, Representative Keller.
I would I'd like to know about your stance on public education. Do you feel that our public education is benefiting all of the people that are involved, or do you think that there are other alternatives that would serve our student body better?
Well, it's interesting you ask that one. I've been involved in education issues for so long in Alaska. Senator Dyson's aide, I was his handle all of his education bills. I was a certified math physics teacher in public schools in Alaska. I had the honor of being appointed to the National Conference of State Legislature staff chair of their Standing Education Committee, and I've been working and talking, I should say, with the new Commissioner Ledoux, and he has planned a policy review coming up November 13 and 14, which I really look forward to. In general, I fully support public education. It's great. If I continue, I have several bills in I've been working on between campaign knocking on doors, and one of them is a merit scholarship program that I'd like to see us get in place. So I'm there.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Keller. Rose Smith, 1 minute, please, for a rebuttal.
No, I worked, I was a 16-year employee for the Mat-Su Borough School District. I was a custodian, so I think that I really learned how things operate on the lower end of the scale as far as all of the students and the programs that are involved. I would like to see that more of our education dollars go to the students and to the supplies that they need to help them to become better students and to make sure that they graduate.
Representative Keller.
I'd just like to add that one of the things I worked on when I was staff chair of the National Council of State Legislators Standing Committee on Education was a longitudinal tracking system and encouraging that process for students in Alaska and all over the U.S. And I'm really excited about that. Anymore we can use electronics to keep track of where a child is, see how they're progressing in their reading and their math, and we have a ways to go in Alaska before the schools and the districts can communicate that type of information. So that's one of the things I've been working on. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Keller, it's your opportunity to ask a question of your opponent.
Rose, I have really been curious why, considering the pressures of running for office, the pain, the cost, the time, the effort, I would like to know what issues specifically you feel like I do not represent you well on, that I could do better on, and if you could describe the specific issue that caused you to make the sacrifice of running for office. Thank you.
Well, one of the things that I actually don't know where you stand on this issue, but one of my things that I would like to support would be for our recycling. We do a tremendous amount of recycling in the Mat-Su Valley, and I would like to see a plan where we have the areas available to us to do our own recycling here instead of having to send it outside. So I didn't know how you felt on recycling efforts. I know that some people think it's too much time, it's too much trouble, but I just wondered what your opinion was on the recycling.
Thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
It really is a terrible thing when we throw away resources, and recycling is great. In fact, I don't think I've driven a car that wasn't a recycled car for many years. A number of dented cars that I have bought and fixed up in my garage. And the recycling efforts that are getting started in the Valley, I support them and encourage them. And, of course, it has to be done so there's an economic plan, that it's a reasonable thing to do economically. And so I'm there.
Rose Smith, you have 15 seconds.
I've been volunteering for the Valley Center for Recycling Solutions for some time, and I do personally do much recycling. I've recycled for many of the places where I've been employed at, and I do find that it's a very satisfying objective that we need to continue.
Okay, thank you very much. It'll be my opportunity to ask a question. I'm going to start with Representative Keller. Representative Keller, given that the price of oil has fallen in half, was the energy rebate program, the checks, a mistake?
Thank you for the question. No, not in my estimation at all. You asked earlier about how the mortgage problems that people are having across the U.S. are affecting my constituents. Well, they're tied. I mean, they really are. Wasilla has a lot of commuters that go back and forth to Anchorage. The price of fuel is very, very harmful and detrimental to family budgets. And so I'm really glad we put it there. Fortunately, we have put some aside. We have a surplus, and we're ready to go.
Rose Smith.
Well, I'm sorry to see that the price of oil has dropped, but it's, I guess, one of those things to be expected. I know that I personally have been affected by the price in the oil because everything else seems to have gone up because of that.
Okay, I'll start with you, Rose Smith, and we'll talk about one of your constituents, Governor Palin. Governor Palin says Alaskans are ready to live with less federal money. Do you think this is true?
No, I don't. I think that the federal money that we do receive needs to be distributed in a different way so that it really benefits all of the programs that it's trying to aim towards.
Thank you very much, Representative Keller.
I did not hear the statement, and I don't know how much less she meant.
I may have put it somewhat inelegantly. I think what she said is we can get along without these earmarks that created so much controversy.
Alaska is very unique. There's very clearly that we need more federal money than other states, and it has to do with the size of our state and the small number. That has been a consideration ever since the beginning of our state. That's why in the Constitution we have very specifically laid out that the natural resources for the state are for the maximum benefit of the people. And I'm sure I don't know exactly what Governor Palin had in mind, but I'm sure she did not mean that we don't need any federal assistance. We still need that.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. We'll continue with you, Representative Keller. You have 1 minute for a closing statement.
Thank you. I really respectfully ask for your vote and your support on this coming November election. I've been endorsed by the LA State Chamber of Commerce, the NRA, Alaska Small Businessmen, Alaska Right to Life, and just learned that the Sportsmen for Fish and Wildlife named me as the Legislator of the Year. It's a real honor. In general, my passion for this job includes building a connection, a really solid and open connection with my constituents, and making sure that we spend the money down there in Juneau in a way that reflects what the voters want. Specifically, I introduced legislation last year that, and I plan to reintroduce it, that would allow candidates to only take money from their people that can vote for them. Currently, I'm appalled by how much money comes out from outside the district, and for every district dollar that gets spent from out of district, the constituents have less influence on there. So thank you again, and I appreciate for this opportunity.
Okay, Rose Smith, you have 1 minute, please.
Well, thank you. I appreciate this time for the public to see who I am. I unfortunately wasn't included in the official election pamphlet, so a lot of people till today probably didn't know that I was running for office. I feel that I could be an effective legislator for District 14, and I think that I would be able to help with whatever problems our district is facing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, House candidates.